Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
They have a baby mattress on sale at Walmart.
Never used.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Why does every intro have to be about how bad the show is?
Oh, it's not about you.
Oh, okay.
It's me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It's the editing. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I have some faith in the listeners. Fix it in post. They'll never notice.
Yeah. Wait, under this joke, are the listeners editing this as they go? Is this a mashup? Am I releasing the stems to the public to do with what they will?
You missed my reconcilable difference quote.
I suppose I did, didn't I? Huh.
You did, yep.
Huh. Yeah, so this is a podcast about podcasts. Oh, sorry, my dingus just...
Is that a thing?
What?
Is that a thing?
A podcast about podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes. One of our listeners, his name is Jeffrey Lawton. He's written in, like, you know, of Jeffrey. He is a big fan of shows, including ours. He has a show called Adventures in Podacy, where he talks about other podcasts.
He just got scary.
Oh boy, Geolaw has all the power now.
He says, I know about you, but you don't know about me, Chris.
Geolaw is skulking in the shadows, ready to pounce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. He's coming to get us. No, it's funny. We have all these listeners who make their own stuff, who do their own shows.
Really?
I guess we make it feel achievable.
Yeah?
That's my guess.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, for as hard as we make it look.
Yeah, that guy can run on blade legs, sure.
Yeah. You know, if there's anything that Oscar Pistorius has taught us, it's don't be limited by your dreams.
Nope. Kill a fish.
Duh. I've started, so instead of having a beep to censor
trick
stuff,
shot through a door.
He's not a pool player, although that would have been impressive. Oh, that poor...
Through a door, over the toilet, done.
He used one of Lee Harvey Oswald's magic bullets. Oh, that sucks. No. Instead of using a beep to censor stuff, I'm now using clips from Classical Gas. That song from the 60s that's like the classical guitar song. So that's mm-hmm. been in effect for about 2 months now. And that's been very,
really?
Very fruitful for us.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't listened.
No, it's fine. Nobody does. Oh, man. Oh, man. What?
Nothing. I'm doing my pre-pro while I'm listening to you.
Oh, cool. You're creating a short list.
How do you call that? What do you say when you're proing while you're...
I think it's just production.
While you're going.
Normally, production is when we're laying down the track. So pre-production,
no.
You find the stories. Production, you lay down the track. Post-production, I make you sound acceptable.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it sounded like you had a revelation.
I think I came up with something. I came up with something new.
Oh. Interpro?
What I'm doing now is GoPro. I pro while I go, you know? That all rhymed.
Yeah, you pro on the go. You just slam in some... Oh,
you know,
my
Joe?
Gosh. What do you know? Again, more of that just leaking through. What is it? Okay, so what about GoProGert?
Go. extreme yogurt?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, Go-Gurt is already pretty extreme, okay? If you have to take your food in sleeve form, you know, if you're leading a no spoon lifestyle, you're not listening to Spoon, you're not using Spoon, you're like, fuck that, sporks. You know, I don't care if the tines cut the end of my tongue. I'm just living on the edge. I'm living raw. Okay. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah. You roll over and tell that woman you don't know you're not going to spoon.
Yep. You don't spoon. No, big spoon, little spoon, nothing. Exactly. No. So if you're living a no spoon, full pro lifestyle, I think that GoPro, there's some brand synergy that is really, really not being tapped right now in the GoPro Gurt category.
You know, like
which is distinct from GoPro Gurt, or sorry, no, Go-Gurt Pro, which is actually the vitamin enhanced version of Go-Gurt.
Now you gotta come with me on this one.
Okay.
You know the beer helmets, right?
Yeah. Like you got
You know how they have like a can on one side and a can on the other?
Yes.
Okay, you put yogurts in there, and then there's nothing in the middle. Now there is a GoPro camera.
Oh man. So wait
you
a
suck,
minute.
You suck your GoPro Gurt.
Yep. No, I'm thinking of a
while you take while you grind rails.
Oh yeah, just while you're grinding all of the rails, while you're doing kick nasties.
While you film yourself playing the new Tony Hawk.
Exactly. You know, GoPro POV action.
Crossover.
Chris, come on. We have to appeal. We have to justify our presence on the network, although there is another comedy show. But, Yeah, no, so wait a minute. What about a bandolier full of Go-Gurts? Right?
I don't know. Is that someone who introduces you to, like, new and appropriate rubber bands to match the paper you're using?
No, it's Spotify.
It's like a sommelier for rubber bands, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, what does Africa have to do with this, Chris?
I don't know. Are you talking about the black rapper, Rubber Band Man?
Is that an actual rapper, Chris?
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah. He did that Sproing featuring Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
The Rubber Band Man, why does the Taliban, I think is what he says. Big guy.
A lot of health concerns, Rubber Band Man. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got that one. It's like in parentheses, watch out, and then outside of the parentheses, I'm gonna snap.
No, I think the only song he actually did by himself was Oh Yeah.
Oh wait a minute, that's where he was joined by it was like the Kool-Aid Man, except it was full of scissorp.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The Kool-Aid Man did the scissor lean.
Well, we can't lean too far or else all of it'll spill out.
Oh no, the Spinners had a song called Rubber Band Man.
Like the Spinners, that sounds like a early 60s doo-wop band.
Yeah, evidently the rapper Titanium did a song called Rubber Band Man. Yeah, oh, he's throwing bands. It's about money.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say we have a guest producer and editor on this episode, T-Pain.
Oh, no. It's T-Pain, but he produced the Usher song, which is what I just did.
Oh, wait, what? That was an Usher song?
It's Usher song. It's called, I think it's called Money.
Man.
It was a smash hit of the summer of 2015.
Oh, was it the summer jam?
2015.
Oh.
Yeah, it was big time.
No, Big Time was a Tom Waits album.
I don't care if you twerk on a pole. Yeah.
As long as you bring home that money. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has lyrics.
It's not an instrumental. Mm-hmm. He's not releasing freebies for freestyling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hip-hop violin. Yeah. I guess on 8-year-old girl, like 8-year-old girl on YouTube do that.
What?
You know how, you know, those little like... phenom musicians, they try to play like crazy songs on instruments that don't match the genre, in order to prove how Asian they are.
Okay, it's like it's like on The Simpsons when Cypress Hill ordered the London Philharmonic.
Yeah,
yeah,
And shot them all with foie gras cannon.
Chris Fogart doesn't have the consistency to be packed into a cannon. It would have to be some kind of trebuchet at best. Maybe a potato gun. Maybe a potato gun.
Yeah, well, the person that invented the first birdshot shotgun shell probably didn't think it could work either. But if you pack it in there, you can launch a log. Stuffed a duck.
Log gras?
Foie gras?
No, log gras.
Maybe. I don't know.
Chris, I'm sorry. I'm having a seizure. I bit my tongue.
I drizzle it on fries.
Let's say they call that poutine.
No, I don't think so. No. You pay extra for that.
Whew.
The foie gras. Poutine's free.
Complimentary poutine. Hot and cold running poutine. Yeah. You ever had that?
God, I loved it. Hot and cold running. No. Nope. Only the live kind.
Oh. You have to get those from Germany?
Have I had foie gras? No.
No.
I have not. I've never had a pâté either.
Well, pâté seems kind of gross. Well, is pâté just a catch-all word for like any kind of like mushed up liver kind of thing?
Yeah, I think meat.
Yeah, that's
I've never had beef tartare.
Sounds too fancy. Well, beef tartare is just a lazy cook getting wordy.
Sour meat, you know?
Ugh. No, I was talking about poutine.
I know. I don't know what poutine is.
Poutine.
I assumed it was something vulgar.
Yeah. No, I'm talking. Poutine is a Canadian dish that strangely didn't really get to Ohio, though I understand it's a big
thing.
Those
are the fries with the cheese curds.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Google. It's fries.
No, I didn't Google it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't, dude. I use your Netflix. You know, I know my shit about food.
Yeah. You know, I know my shit about watching Bob's Burgers all the time.
Yeah, why do you do that?
Because it's comforting, Chris. It's very positive. Sometimes when the world just gets too much, I will alternate between Bob's Burgers and Community, and I don't feel bad about that.
When I drink enough, it's all new to me.
No, I do that instead of drinking.
Oh, my bad.
I self-medicate with H. John Benjamin, Chris, in addition to the actual medication. Right. Yeah. But poutine, I've never had that. I can't brook gravy. I'm not a gravy man, despite appearances.
I cannot brook gravy.
Yeah, I cannot.
I think you mean fountain.
Chris, a babbling gravy brook.
There you go.
I just described somebody's version of heaven. No, there are any number of foods with roughly...
with that's how I protect my meat tower.
Chris, that's a gravy moat. My meat tower. Is that like Euro meat? Is that what that is? That'd be a cone.
No, it's the Brazilians. They put their meat on a sword.
Oh, man. I've always wanted to go to one of those places. We have one of those down here. You know that, right?
See, mom says that we've been, and I don't think I've ever been.
Okay, like we, like you and her?
No, like the grand we.
Oh, the royal us.
Like the Duger we, you know, like all of us.
Yeah. I have no recollection either. Like maybe no, I would have remembered, like even if I was really young, the idea of the red and green would have been really, that would have stuck out, right? As being like real novel.
Yeah, probably.
No, we have one of those places down here, Buena Brasa. Would you go?
I don't know about that.
What?
Yeah, I'd go. Yeah,
you'd
sure.
go. It's like $50. Like we'd have to like.
Oh, probably not then.
Well, it's a very nice place. I've never been, but like you know, I can't just walk in there and do that.
Yeah. What did Emma say? Oh, so the kid, I had her for a bit tonight. Take her back to her mom. And we're talking about some things and. And Emma was like, you know, when are we going to go see Uncle Cole? And then, so, you know, you got to work it out, you know? And, she looks at her mom and she says, Uncle Cole is sophisticated.
What was her reaction to that?
She said, "You mean like fancy?" Chris, from the famous Reba McEntire song, of course. Yeah. And which I assume was sung by some other hick at some point in time.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she said, "No, like sophisticated." I'm like, "Yeah, you know, Uncle Cole, he likes nice things." And she said, no. Yeah, he does, but no, not like that. So what do you mean by sophisticated? She goes, you know, he just like needs things to be this way.
Oh my God.
And I didn't press her anymore because we ran out of time. You know, next session we'll get into it. But
I love that that's her idea of sophisticated.
I'm willing to shape her opinion if you tell me what you want people to think of you. I assume not the way you act. Just tell me the way you think it should be.
No, it's fine. You know, she's a very...
You want to be like that.
No, really? I don't want to be okay. Sophisticated.
No. Oh, no, I meant like you are. I don't think you're sophisticated in that way.
Right. No, I have sophisticated needs. I think that dealing with me requires some measure of sophistication in other people, and by which I mean patience and grace.
You can't get grace. You're born with it,
I suppose. No, I'm not saying that of me. I would never call myself a graceful person. I'm saying that, you know, some measure of grace in dealing with me is usually a plus.
The only time I've ever seen you be graceful is when you've fallen from me striking you. You fall really well. Like,
yeah, you know, I think that I know how to turn to absorb a blow and deflect it, and also to distribute my weight in a non-destructive way.
Yeah, you're like Dick Van Dyke in that way.
Yeah. No, it's
you take a fall pretty well.
I'm not graceful enough. I'm not graceful enough to avoid falling, but I'm graceful enough to not fuck it. Well, you know, I guess I only have a couple more years left of right? Because like once you turn 30, like falling is a really big deal. That's when you get bird bones, right? Yeah, like you,
that's why I'm doing that. That's why I'm doing this from the floor. But yeah,
yeah, because they replaced your bones with bird bones. Yeah, no. Do you remember that time when we were kickboxing in your backyard after we had a whole bunch of 7-and-7s and White Russians, and you punched me over the wood pile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take you out to the wood pile.
Yeah, no, you That's literally did. I was trying. You know, you. I was backing away as I do. Right. I don't know what we were. Oh wait, 7-and-7. And yeah, you just punched me and I went like wheeling over your scrap wood from your home renovation. You were renovating that house because you're like, even though you were renting it, right? You were doing stuff to it to get discounts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God. Unabomber porn. Woodshed.
Oh man. Oh man. Yeah. You're just picturing that now, aren't you?
Yeah, that was actually better than what I first thought of.
Oh. Okay.
And by better, I mean less stomach turning.
Okay, cool. You said something pretty stomach turning earlier.
Are.
Yeah, well, you know, you said that you never go with the first draft. He went to Harvard. You know that, right? Mr. Kaczynski?
Yeah, no, he's like super smart.
Yeah, like a PhD mathematician. He just had enough.
Yep, numbers. Yeah. It'll get you.
Yeah, no, that's like everybody who plays chess. The sheer number of possibilities after like the third move, there are more potential outcomes than there are stars in the sky, or some shit like that.
Right.
I don't know. I've never been good at chess.
Hey, I know.
Yeah.
I always wanted a glass dry erase board.
Why?
I don't know. So that I could do math on like, and see through it.
Oh yeah,
you know, like science.
Yeah, like a beautiful mind when he's looking at the pigeons,
not
right?
Not on the windows. I'm talking about like you know, like an old chalkboard. How they used to have like wheels and a stand and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you would flip them over, like they turned, and they had wood frames. Like they were made by men for men.
Yeah, by Americans.
You wouldn't teach. I'm talking about you. You taught men math,
Chris.
Like what?
No, it's fine. I'm just wondering where you're going with this. Why you're emphasizing the manliness of maths?
I'm just saying, like the devices, they were heavy.
Yeah.
You used chalk and you got dirty.
Yeah, I know, right? So why glass? Yeah. I think that wouldn't glass be kind of the opposite of that? Isn't glass a little bit more kind of ephemeral? Isn't glass meant to be, you know, it just seems the opposite of what you're saying.
I just think it would be neat.
Well yeah. No, you could, begin every day like it's a shot from Breaking Bad.
Why did he do that?
They did that a bunch.
That's how they filmed it.
Yeah, they did that a bunch where they did a shot from underneath a surface that was glass.
Mm.
Yeah.
I forget all that.
Yeah, I need to go back and rewatch that. It's one of those things where I've seen season one five times, but I've only seen season five one time.
I got the idea from For Love or Money.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
It is. It really is.
Didn't he have something like one that was like really similar to that, though, around the same time? What is it? The Secret of My Success?
Life with Mikey?
No, The Money Pit. I think you're thinking of The Money Pit.
No, I'm not. The Money Pit was Tom Hanks.
I know.
And that lady from Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Leah Remini.
Jessica Tandy.
Yeah. Chris,
what's her name? God damn it.
Chris, I'm firing wild.
GD brain.
if I hear typing, I'm going to scream.
I did it. What's her name? What's her name?
You're not Batman, and the internet isn't Falcone.
I don't know. What if a dominatrix lady was so thrilling she had to have a barker?
step right up, right on my testicles. step right up on my balls.
Shelley Long.
Okay. Huh. She was Diane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was Jack?
That was I usually can pull up Cliff Clavin's actor's name. John Ratzenberger. He played Jack.
Cool.
Cliff wasn't his real name. I always worry that I'm the Cliff of any given situation. Not to be too self-involved, but
well, actually, they're cool.
See, I hate that. I hate the actually.
Yeah, you are.
Chris, I hate the actually. I actively self-censor.
Pause so that you don't say it, but you really are saying.
No, I just about censored out actively because it sounds too much like actually. I actively self-censor so I don't say actually. So I don't begin a phrase interjecting in with actually. That I think is an area where, you know, there are many ways in which I can grow. I think we can spend a bunch of time, I think, maybe dwelling on that and trying to identify those. But that is one place where I'm trying to make some small progress.
Well,
yeah,
good on you.
Too little too late.
What was I gonna say? Oh, there is a word that I use that I hate that I use it, and if the people know that I'm doing it, they would hate me.
Is this in real life? Is this one of those things where you're afraid that if you say it here, people are going to hear nothing but you saying it on the show?
But I don't say it on the show.
Because
I say, like, I say what I think here. I remember what I think is funny.
Yeah.
I don't really censor myself. But in real life, like, if I just don't, like, if you're not worth arguing with, you can end your statement and I'll say, perhaps.
Oh God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That is like just
I don't say anything else.
Tectonic juice chills.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of another thing too. I started this new job. I've been there a week.
Uh-huh.
And they're training me and they're really bothered by the fact that I do stuff while they talk to me.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like work stuff. I'm not like playing paddleball.
Just loudly counting as you stare at them like you don't even avert your gaze.
Right. I'll be, you know, doing something on the computer and writing notes about what they're talking to me about.
33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. Sorry, I was playing paddleball. No, but you're
I thought you were freaking out that you only had 39 index cards left.
No, I just ordered 1,000. I'm good.
I figured. God damn you.
No, I've got the box over there. I haven't even taken them out of the shrink wrap yet.
Oh, God. You must be feeling great.
I know, right? I'm on top of the world.
Yep.
Everything's coming up, Cole.
Down from here, buddy.
Whew, man. Yeah. No, I just... Only 10 bucks. 10 bucks for 1,000 index cards.
Yeah, that's the same price. It's actually more expensive than if you bought them at the Dollar Tree.
Well, yeah. But this way they arrive in a box on my house.
Sophisticated.
Oh, but no, so people at work are really disconcerted by the fact that, like, are you multitasking? Are you taking notes based on what they're saying? Like, what's going on? Are you firing off emails?
Oh, I'm slamming the county with emails.
Oh,
I work for the government now, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I guess I just said that.
Yeah, I suppose you did. That's funny. Mm-hmm. That is really funny.
I actually have keys to a courthouse.
All right, have you gone in and tried on the robes yet?
No, that's terrifying.
Yeah, why?
Because they hang them on mannequins.
Ah, jeez.
The robe room.
Whew. Yeah, everything's
Like that side door from the choir at church.
Oh, wait, I forgot about that. Whoa, that just came rushing back in the sanctuary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or like that wall outside the shower in the nun's locker room.
We didn't have nuns.
No, I just thought it would be funny if, like, the nuns were a team and then they all showered together.
Well, they wear a uniform. Oh, man. Do you think they get jealous all shit? It's like a sister wife situation, right?
Yeah. What if the convent had, like, a bakery to raise money? They call it the bunnery.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Chris.
You laughed. I didn't.
I know I laughed, but, you know, I actively reward terrible things. The bunnery.
Sophisticated.
Oh, I'm also trying to take the word interesting out of my vocabulary. Yep.
I don't...
because I think that there is a certain, it's one of those filler words, right? And I know a lot about filler words, but if you're in a conversation with somebody, I've had it happen to me where somebody will say interesting to me in a very dismissive way, like, huh, I don't approve. And also that isn't actually very interesting. Whereas I think when I do it, it's just kind of like my way of saying I have nothing else to say aside from the fact that I took note of the thing that you said.
Perhaps. It's a callback.
You see?
You see?
You... Yeah, I find when I'm at work, people get less upset when you're typing while they talk than if you are writing something down as they talk.
Literally spinning plates. Yeah, no, I don't know. Eye contact is big with people. I don't get that.
Yeah, no, I prefer to...
I could care less.
And eyes down, I don't care. Like, I just...
Don't even look at me.
No, I barely tolerate your voice. Not your voice.
It makes it easier for me to think you're a thing.
You know, I think that I walk around and it's like if I don't monitor myself and try and be mindful of where my head goes, I stop seeing other people as people and instead see them as walking dander factories that are making demands. And that is a chilling admission to make, but sometimes it's what I feel like.
I get dander factory.
Yeah.
You should really wear white shirts.
No, it's fine. I'm good. No, but yeah, it's the demands part, I guess.
I think that you would say that you're at a point in your life and evolution where you want to better yourself, right?
I think so.
Okay. There's not a story to this. It's actually really about you. why don't you alter the hair?
The hair?
And I'm not saying that because I think that...
Did mom tell you to do this?
It's a... No, Cole.
Okay.
Interesting that you'd think that.
Huh.
No, it can make people feel different.
About me?
You know, no, but you about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hmm. I don't know. It's indolence.
You can feel like a different person.
True. But my hair doesn't bother me.
It's not about bothering you.
I know.
It's about making a change that makes you feel like you're taking a step.
I suppose.
And you can control that.
I suppose I can.
That's how that starts, is by taking control of things.
Do you want to know the actual reason? Because I do have a sophisticated reason for why my hair is longer now.
I don't, okay.
Yeah, but do you want to know it?
I mean, I'm not ragging on your hair.
I know you're not ragging, but I just want to give context for why
we help people.
We have to start with our son. No, that's a different show. No, it's might be so you don't deal with the same hair challenges that I do. In terms of, I think that your hair tends to be straighter than mine is, and also less red. Okay,
dye so, your hair.
No, I'm not going to dye my hair.
Why not?
Because it's just, no. I don't need that kind of upkeep. Chris, I can barely stand to go get my hair cut. I'm not going to start, like, dyeing it. That's not...
Cole, go buy a box of Revlon Walk-In, man.
You say this from experience?
I've done it. I've gone walk-in, yeah.
You've gone walk-in? What have you tried? Oh, that time you dyed it darker?
Jet black, yeah.
Yeah. I forget about that. I thought that was during
your
like
think.
What?
Nothing. I
you're just imitating me.
Fix that in post. Put walking in. Wow, Chris, that was incredible impersonation.
Whoa.
Well, thanks, Cole.
It sounded like you were like mocking me is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You think people don't like you? You think people don't like you interpersonally? Walking's a dick.
No. Okay. So I remember that time you did that. I thought that was during your like I'm working at Spencer's in the mall phase.
I didn't work at Spencer's.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did.
No, I only teabag men in Spencer's.
Okay. That's what the poster you bought at Spencer's said.
Carpal tunnel. Let me tell you.
Whew. No. So the color aside, what I discovered is...
Well, I never worked at Spencer's. What do you think of me?
I remember there was a... Chris, I think you were manager of like four different stores at the mall at the same time.
No, I only two.
Yeah. Champs and
yeah,
that...
Yeah, only two.
Yeah, you were manager...
And that other sports store.
Yeah, and the other sporting goods store. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. No, I just...
Sports, cool. Not Dildren. Not even Dildren juggling.
Oh man, no. Okay, so the color aside, and your Spencer's challenges aside, what happens is if I cut my hair shorter, it curls up, and in, like the curling only gets more protracted over time. Okay, and it ends up being really really fuzzy and actually very hot as well. And a lot harder to control. So
I'm just saying, give it a fish.
I know.
Why don't you get
it's a practical concern.
Like me. Get your hair cut like me.
No, I'm not. Chris, I want to be my own person. You can't tell me who I am.
It.
No. But no, when my hair
Why
is.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Just because of what I'm explaining. If my hair was your length, it would just be like it would straight fro up. When it's long. What I can do is I get out of the shower, I comb it straight back, and by the time I get to work, it has fallen into its natural spot, and it stays there the rest of the day.
By the time I get to work, it looks like I ran there.
No, because like instead of standing straight up like my hair would normally, I'm sure this is terribly interesting to people, but I need to give this rationale. That like so keeping it long combined with not washing it very often but still keeping it clean, I'm able to actually have consistent hair that always looks the way that I need it to. Okay, like I said, sophisticated. I have a reason. Chris, you should know if you're, huh, I wonder, yeah, yes, I do have a reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 165?
172.
Oh, my bad.
Of the?
Oh, of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah.
We're 35 minutes in. I'm still Chris. I plan on being Chris for the next 30 minutes.
Me too. I plan on being Cole, remaining Cole. No, I just wanted to get that in because it sounded like you're about to segue into a story. If you weren't, you can continue making your point. I just want to, we're here to entertain your asses.
No, I was just going to tell you that I mean, you do what you want with your hair.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it.
What I was
going to
say was, hey, Cole, I could give a fuck. I was just giving you, like, you know,
yeah, advice. Yeah, or giving me enough. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, I was just thinking about that shirt that said, I slept with Tiger.
What?
Remember that at the thrift store?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't I with you?
Yeah, you were with me. Yeah. We were looking at the black shirts, and you were trying to get me to wear graphic tees.
Yeah. No, Tiger's out back giving her the pro tip.
Yeah. You know what's
hey, Cole?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. No.
You. No, I was about to talk about the etymology of pro tip and how funny that is, and also the fact that I have a whole shelf full of GamePro magazines from 1997 to 2002, but I'm not going to do that, I guess. Because you
it's
had something to say.
Paper.
Ooh, yeah.
Then no, we went to Pluto.
We did. We looked at some photos. We saw some photographs of Pluto.
We heard audio. I heard audio on my satellite radio of scientists geeking out when the picture came up.
What do you mean?
Like they were oohing and aahing.
Hmm.
And they played the audio of that.
Yeah. I mean, were they just like, whoo, whoo, whoo. Was that the sound they made?
Oh, shit. We all going to get laid. Wow, that's a really, really black scientist.
Whew, good for him.
Okay. So it cost $720 million to do the whole Pluto thing.
Okay.
$720 million. Okie doke.
That sounds low to me.
Right. It cost $1 billion to make all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Hangovers in America cost $160
billion. In lost productivity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prescription drug ads, $4.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
People calling off or just not working the day after the Super Bowl. Cost $820 million. ATM fees, $8 billion.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't get money at the strip club.
Ooh, sometimes.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what? Here's something that I do. If there's not a line at an ATM and I know that it's in a like a high traffic place, or a place where they're really going to stick it to you, going to get you, I will walk up to the ATM and check and see what the fee is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to clog up the works. I'm not going to, you know, if somebody really needs money, but yeah, I'll go check it. What's the highest ATM?
Hey,
what? Good.
Do you want to talk about what bank you use?
Not really.
No, I didn't think so.
What? What was that? Were you trying to bait me into like doxing myself? Like what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm filling out a form. What is your
blood type?
Trying to leave you money.
No, oh, okay.
And U2 tickets for their 360 world tour. $740 million.
Well, that's worth it.
Yeah. You could go You could sell out. You could buy all of the tickets to the U2 concert or go to Pluto.
I don't know if I could make sure nobody saw U2.
Yeah.
I don't even have an opinion on U2, so I'm not sure why I just like slammed U2.
I don't know.
Huh.
Why that guy stole his name from the sidekick to Kirk Cameron on Growing Pains.
Booger?
No, it was Boner.
Oh, okay. No,
his name was Boner.
Boner's not in U2. Oh, Bono. Sorry, talk about
kind
the wall.
Kind of a dick.
There's a man in U2 named The Wall, and there's a man in U2 named The Edge. I think that...
Meet the Fist.
What?
Meet the Fist.
Is that the name of a very polite boxing movie?
No.
I thought that would be funnier.
No.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Brian Dennehy was in a movie called The Gladiator.
Yeah?
Yeah, he ran an underground fight club thing.
Oh, nice.
Bare knuckle boxing.
Oh, yeah, that's what Fight Club was a remake of.
Right.
Yeah, it was a Brian Dennehy joint. He was EP on that.
I saw him when I went to California.
Brian Dennehy?
Yeah, he was driving a golf cart.
Why do we talk about Brian Dennehy so much?
Yeah, it's the Dennehy effect.
Okay.
You see it in the weather patterns, too.
Weather patterns.
Huh. El Dennehy.
Oh man, speaking of weather patterns, Chris.
He walks across the US like the OSU band spelling things.
just leaving a blighted and desolate waste behind him.
In the form of his signature. South Dakota.
Whew, man. Nothing good like what is in South Dakota? I don't understand. Apparently, a bunch of people.
Yeah, we talked about this.
No, there's a hot spot of activity in South Dakota where people love to say the word motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, really weird. The rest of the state, nothing. But the central South Dakota, I think that they're so angry that there's nothing there that they're saying motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that mountain's covered with faces like a motherfucker.
Look at those huge motherfucking faces. Oh shit,
hey,
Roosevelt.
Tina, you see those motherfucking faces?
the patented South Dakotan accent. Hey Tina.
Shit.
Oh man. Roosevelt bit all big in this piece. Motherfucking. No, I'm looking at a bunch of maps that are like heat maps of
you think God did that or some other motherfucker?
So did some motherfucker with dynamite get up in there?
Do you believe some motherfucker tied a board to a rope and hung himself off the edge of that face? Holy shit.
Must take a lot of motherfucking dynamite to give the Blinken's beard some motherfucking definition.
Hey, you motherfuckers get the picture.
Hey Diane, get in the picture. Get next to that Lincoln Mucking motherfucker.
Huh. No, not him. You don't know that motherfucker.
Hey, Washington, which way you motherfucking looking?
I don't know.
He's over looking over there. No. I'm looking at some map. I think it just made Hamilton County just light up like a firecracker.
And I saw this Nick Cage movie. They only did this to hide some motherfucking shit.
Turn that motherfucking map over. Pour some vinegar on it. It's motherfucking invisible ink.
John Voight.
I thought Ghost Rider was just motherfucking okay. Well, wasn't no motherfucking weather, man. Family man.
Oh my god.
Motherfucking Nick Cage. Oh man. Nick Cage is in a motherfuck load of debt. Selling his castles.
Can we stop now? That's more cursing than I've done like in the past 2 hours.
Of the cursing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we can stop the cursing. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Except this next story is gonna be about cursing.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. No. The reason I mentioned that. The reason I mentioned this one hot spot in South Dakota is because I'm looking at a map of which states say which curse words the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's actually like broken down by county. So we're looking at this, like, if I were to say motherfucker, like, which state would you say is, like, predominantly, like, motherfucker intensive?
Which state?
Yeah.
Anger. I don't know.
Would you be surprised if I said New Mexico?
I was going to say St. Louis.
That's not a state.
Like Missouri.
Yeah. No, that's relatively clean, actually.
You see the sign that says rib tips?
Roll
New Mexico,
up.
Really?
Yeah, New Mexico. Fuck all of California and all of New York. And actually, all of the blue states are just red with fuck. Red with fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Asshole, pretty much the entire Northeast. Asshole. Whereas, you know what they prefer down in the Bible Belt, Chris? Shit.
Yep.
Yeah. And here's the thing. What about gosh?
North Dakota.
No. Tennessee. Tennessee and actually Utah and most of West and Northern Texas and Oklahoma.
What about shucks?
It is one county. It appears to be in North Carolina, wherever Mayberry is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cunt is so Boston.
That was a weird sequel to That's So Raven. Huh.
Still had her in it, though. Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. I think it's good to learn about people in other areas.
Yeah. You know, just a little bit of cultural tourism. Because you got to know, like, what if you woke up in one of those counties in South Dakota?
I don't know.
Probably.
What I do know.
You're trying to figure out what you know.
University of Missouri researchers, they did a study, published it in the Addiction Research and Theory Journal. They studied like breaking down the types of drunks. They surveyed 187 pairs of undergraduate drinking buddies from Midwestern universities about their sober and intoxicated states. The findings, the subjects were either a Hemingway, a Mary Poppins, a Nutty Professor, or a Mr. Hyde.
Okay.
The largest group, 42%, are the Hemingways. They reported experiencing the smallest decrease in organizational and intellectual skills and are, quote, drinkers who tend not to undergo drastic change or character changes or experience harm.
Okay.
23%, Mr. Hyde or Ms. Hyde. They are, quote, particularly less responsible, less intellectual, and more hostile when under the influence of alcohol. 20% Nutty Professors,
like the Eddie Murphy ones. They become more suave, right?
Yeah, they become gregarious.
Mm.
And the Mary Poppins, 15%. They become agreeable.
They hold on to their umbrellas too tight in the windstorm.
Sure, whatever. Stick it in my bum.
Oh, not the umbrella. Please.
See that umbrella over there? Jam it up my ass.
Yeah, jam it in.
Yeah.
Huh. Wait, so just they become more agreeable. They're just like, yeah, whatever, fuck, cool. I'm down.
Yep.
Huh.
And there's an eye color linked to alcoholism.
Ooh. Alcoholism. So alcoholism, that's less interesting to me than if there's a correlation between eye color and what kind of drunk you are. But what's the correlation? What's the link?
Green or gray?
That makes you most prone?
Yes.
Huh. That feels like a cultural stereotype, right? The green eyes from the Irish folks.
Yeah, or the Madeline McCann, the Pac-Man eye.
What?
That little girl that went missing overseas or whatever, the little American girl, because that's why we heard about it. And she had that eye with like she had color, but then there was like a little pie shape missing of color. Yeah, they raised money with like a little logo that looked like her eye and everything.
Huh. What year was this?
Nancy Grace was on, I think.
Huh. Yeah, so I don't know. Like which type of drunk do you think you are? I don't know if I could self-diagnose.
No, I haven't drank in like a year.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think that I really haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe twice?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't drank a lot. I haven't had any vodka gummy bears.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was it? You ate those with chopsticks?
I haven't had any gin worms.
There we go. Oh, wait, no. I've got to come back with one. Sour Scotch Kids.
Oh, God.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Okay, there we go. That's an outro.
After you've ruined everyone's day, tell them what they can do.
You know what? This section of the show is feeling increasingly redundant. So I'm going to say that school is starting back up for a lot of people. And if you are going to be buying any books or supplies or back to school stuff, you could do worse than going to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and using the Amazon link that you find there. If you click that and then go about your shopping as usual, we get a small kickback that supports the network and the shows and covers the expenses, etc. It is a tremendous return for us for you doing something very small and very thoughtful. So that is duckfeed.tv/tipjar, or you can go to like Facebook too and stuff. We like that. Those Damn Ross Kids on Facebook. Chris, I'm
gonna
anything?
Be rich as a motherfucker.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.